Yeah, what is going on, everybody? Dave Lochran back at you again with Odd Shopper. And, well, yesterday sucked. I guess I sucked. Well, what are you going to do? It's tough. We got to be better, though. That game got out of hand. Luka played like 34 minutes. We didn't get there on rebounds. We didn't get there on Dre. Rebounds and assists. He got in some foul trouble. Always a potential problem, but, you know, expecting him to play a lot more minutes if he didn't. It comes with the territory. And I'll tell you what, honestly, these postseason games, these conference finals games, especially early on in the series, they're not easy. It's not easy. I've talked about it. No excuses made here at all. I promise you that. But because we will take credit when we do well. So I can't make excuses when you do bad. They're tough, though. So we got it. We got to dig deep and find some good stuff here. Let's see what we can do. I think I got some great ones today. One of them I think you guys will find interesting because we're all wondering what the hell is going on with this player. So let's dive into it. Before we do, though, a couple things. Hit that thumbs up. Helps us greatly around here. Otherwise, I wouldn't ask. I appreciate all you guys who watch each and every day. So let's make this happen. First up, Bam Adebayo, under 27.5 points, rebounds, and assists. This is the guy I was talking. One, over at Pinnacle, it's at minus 131. At BetMGM, it's at minus 120. Okay, Pinnacle has the sharpest odds that you're ever going to find. So if I'm getting value here at BetMGM at minus 120, I'm going to take that. And because we had a losing day yesterday, or because no bet is guaranteed, take the $200 free from BetMGM if you haven't done so yet. If you lost yesterday and you signed up at BetMGM, you still got $200 in your pocket that you didn't have the day before. All you have to do, use the link in the description down below, or actually use the one in the pinned tweet, way easier. Just scroll down, you see the comments, boom, click that. Sign up, deposit $10, more if you want, but only has to be $10. And take that $10, bet it on either team to win tonight. You can bet it on Boston, Miami, doesn't matter. Obviously take the team you like most because you still win money if you win that, but doesn't matter. If either team scores 22 plus points, you take that 10 and it turns into $200 and they will give it to you upon closing that bet. So $10, bet it on either team to win. They score 22 plus points. That turns into 200. They give you $200 free. It's free money. Winning in sports betting, as we know, is not easy. Taking $200 for free from a book that is vying for your business is not only easy, but it's the wise thing to do. So check it out. Pin comment right down there. And while you're at it, check this BAM prop out. Minus 120 when you got it at minus 130 on Pinnacle. I have an even crazier one in a minute, but I don't know what's wrong with Bam. I don't know if anything's wrong with Bam, to be completely frank with you, but I can tell you this much. I'm getting value on this bet, and his last few games have been wildly concerning. I'll tell you why. If you're on the other side of this, I don't even blame you. If you're saying he's fine, everything's going to turn around, I don't even blame you, but I'm taking the opposite approach here, and this is why. 10% usage rate in game one against Boston. 12.8% usage rate over the last three games. Only PJ Tucker, of anyone that's seen minutes for Miami over that span on their roster, only PJ Tucker has a lower usage rate than that. And then Bam, over his last five games, 16.4% usage rate. These are concerning numbers. He had a 25% usage rate in the regular season, and he has one or fewer assists. This is the weird part. It's all weird. One or fewer assists in four of his last five games. Explain that to me, right? 3.2 potential assists per game over that span. He averaged over seven per game in the regular season. And he's gone under this 27.5, obviously, in four of his last five, but in seven of 13 postseason games, too. Listen to his points, rebounds, and assist totals over his last five. 15, 18, 18. Then he got there with 31, and then 13. I hate to sound like the guy that's trying to ride unpredictable trends here, but the stats and the usage and the assist rates and the potential assist, all of them suggest that his involvement for one reason or another just isn't the same right now. And maybe it's Jimmy Butler. I don't know. So then I wanted to look at one more thing just to make sure I wasn't crazy. Last game, he touched the ball 39 times. 39 times, which is just outright odd. He's averaging 56 touches per game in the postseason and 65 in the regular season. So, yes. I am going to go with the under 25.5 points, rebounds, and assists on BAM. Minus 120 on BetMGM. Take advantage of the value there if you're comparing it to Pinnacle. Now let's go to the other side here. Another big man, but we're going over with Robert Williams and here's why. Hey, quick edit here before we get to Robert Williams. Al Horford news came out after I recorded, but before we're posting, so I'm throwing this in there. He has been upgraded from doubtful to questionable, and they're going to try and see if he can play today. So keep that in mind when it comes to Robert Williams today. I still don't hate him over 9.5, but this obviously wouldn't be nearly as good a bet if Al Horford's active. So wait on that one until we get some news and some updates. All right. The points, 9.5 points at plus money, plus 105. How's this for a stat line for you? In the 11 games he's played without Al Horford this season, Robert Williams has gone over 9.5 points. So 10 plus points in 9 of 11 games that he's played without Al Horford this year. He played 28 minutes last game, right? In that first game back, because he was available game 7, but clearly wasn't ready to play. Played 28.5 minutes last game. Had a phenomenal run. He played extraordinarily well in this game. He was the only player, as a matter of fact, on Boston with a positive plus minus at plus 5. But I think he could get even more than that today. And I don't expect Daniel Tice and Peyton Pritchard to close this game out. Robert Williams, as a matter of fact, was in the game midway through the fourth and left because he had leg cramps. He said after the game, "It's not my knee. I'm fine. Just a little conditioning. I'm good to go." I'm telling you right now, he might have been the best player on the team for Boston in the minutes that he was out there in game one. They desperately need him tonight with Al Horford doubtful or highly unlikely to play, is what they're saying. And Marcus Smart back, they have a real chance to win. Daniel Tice is not going to get it done for you. So I think Robert Williams gets, assuming he doesn't cramp up, assuming there's no injuries, but we can't predict that. I'm going over 30 minutes for him. And if that's the case, knowing that he's already produced without Al Horford all season long when he's been out, I'm going over 9.5 points, and you're getting in at plus money. All of his shots are coming from around the basket. We know that, whether it's dunks, layups, alley-oops, you name it. That's fine. But I'm completely okay with that when you're talking about a guy that already doesn't have a high usage rate. Just give me all of his field goal attempts around the basket. Let him shoot 80%, and we'll clean up on it. So let's go over 9.5 points for Robert Williams at plus money, plus 105. And we'll close it out with Gabe Vincent over 2.5 assists at minus 144. This one, also shocking. Pinnacle has it at minus 176. You know Ben Rasa, who does a lot of videos on this channel, one of the smartest sports bettors I know. He's always said forever, if you're getting something like that, you don't even have to know all that much about the bet to know that Pinnacle's odds are sharper than anywhere else. And if you're finding such a big disparity from Pinnacle at minus 176 to FanDuel at minus 144, it's probably worth looking into. And Gabe Vincent over 2.5 assists is definitely worth looking into, even if you ignore all of that, because he's gone over 2.5 assists in 6 of 7 games that he's played this postseason without Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry has been ruled out already. And 12 of 18 games that he's played without Kyle Lowry in the regular season. Now, I get it. Jimmy Butler's usage has been through the roof. He's dominating touches. But at the same time, you have Gabe Vincent with a 20% assist rate in the playoffs without Lowry. You have 6 of 7 games that he's gone over 2.5 assists. You're getting good value on FanDuel compared to Pinnacle. And I'm assuming we get another 30-plus minutes from Vincent like we did in game one. So we should feel pretty decent about getting there. And he's averaging 7 potential assists in the 7 games that he played without Lowry, too. So Gabe Vincent over 2.5 assists at minus 144 on FanDuel. Best odds on that by far. Robert Williams over 9.5 points at plus 105. And you can find that at plus 105 anywhere. And Bam Adebayo under 27.5 points, rebounds, and assists, minus 120. BetMGM, by far the best odds there. And you're getting $200 for free when you sign up with the link in the description or the pinned comment. Deposit $10. Any team and bet any team to win. If they score 22 plus points, the 10 turns to 200 and your bankroll looks a whole lot better the next day. All right, I'll be back with you guys to close out the week tomorrow. Thanks for watching. As always, appreciate you. Hit that thumbs up. Follow me at Laughy_D on Twitter, LOUGHY_D. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.